This is the 1 o'clock lecture on the Saturday, December 17th session.
In the first instruction of 10 instructions in Gakudoyo Jinshu, Dogen Zenji emphasized to arise the way-thinking mind and way-thinking mind. According to him, is a mind to have direct feeling of evanescence of life. When we feel the evanescence directly, we will not have any more ego-centered idea. And our practice will be quite pure and strong. And on each moment, we will do our best in our practice. That is the most important point in our way. And in the second instruction, he emphasized the immediate response to the teaching. And according to him, even listen to the teaching is the practice, not only Zazen practice. It is not actually after you hear the teaching and practice that and attain enlightenment. The attaining enlightenment and to practice Zazen and to hear the instruction is one, and three takes place simultaneously. That is his understanding of to hear. So he emphasized the training when encountering the true law. To meet the true law is also a part of training. It is the training itself. That is what Dogen Zenji meant. But usually in Buddhism we have order, to hear we say mon shi shu. Mon is to hear, shi is to think, and shu is to practice. This order does not happen to us one after another or one by one. It happens simultaneously. This is a very important point. And Today we will continue his instruction and start with the third instruction of Gakudo Yojinshu, the need for entering enlightenment through constant practice. Ordinary people think that riches stems from study. The Buddha says, however, that enlightenment dwells within training. I have never heard of anyone who came on riches without study, or who gained enlightenment without training. Riches, it says, it is a thief or stipend. No, when in old ancient time, when someone when someone is capable, according his capability, he may receive some land. Not exactly land, but some rice from the land. That was the old system, especially in feudal age in Japan. So ordinary people think that thief stems from study. Buddha said, however, that enlightenment dwells within training. I have never heard of anyone who came to thief, who had a thief, who had a thief, thief, excuse me, thief, without study, or who gained enlightenment without training. And next paragraph, it is true that training difference exists between belief and law, between abrupt and gradual. Yet, one attains enlightenment by training. It is true that method of study differ. Some are shallow or deep, other sharp or dark, yet one gain deep by accumulated study. All this does not depend on the superiority or inferiority of kings, or on the lack of plenitude of lack. It is true that training differs. There are many many kinds of training, even in then. Here he referred to the belief and law. Belief and law. It means that according to the people, a Buddha gave teaching in an appropriate way. And in Buddhism, we have three periods, which is the age period of right law and period of imitative law and period of rest the period of the rest period. So that in the period when Buddhism was very powerful, it is necessary. There may be someone who really attained enlightenment. So there were, according to some Buddhist thought, at the first period, which is 500 years after Buddha's passing away, there were this thought, the true law, and people who practice the right practice, and people who attained enlightenment actually, as Buddha did. And that was 500 years after Buddha passed away. But someone said 1,000 years after he passed away. 1,000 years after he passed away is period of right law. And next 1,000 year is period of imitative Buddhism, where when there are no enlightened person, just people there, just imitating Buddhism. That is second 1,000 years. And the third 1,000 years, they have just teaching. No practice, no enlightenment. That is the last period. They believe, some Buddhists believe in those three periods. But some say the first 500 years is the period of right law. The second 500 is period of imitative Buddhism, and the third 500 is the last period. And last period will continue 10,000 years, and Buddhism will vanish. When Buddhism vanished, Bodhisattva miracles will appear. instead of Shakyamuni Buddha. That is the story. The Kamakura period, when Dogen appeared, was the beginning of the last period. But he did not believe in those three periods. He thought, if you practice right way, right practice, enlightenment is there. So whenever we practice that, there is Buddha. And there's no difference in between past, second and third period. So now for him, it is quite ridiculous to believe in the three period. So he did not believe in the three period. This is, you know, this idea is the relationship between Dhamma and people who believe in it, or relationship between teaching and people. People, you know, may be divided in three periods. People who were with Buddha, people who was born long after Buddha passed away, people who was born thousands of years after Buddha. So this relationship is a relationship the people who believe in Buddhism, or a kinds of people who believe in Buddhism. So this so belief means, you know, people who believe in, and law means the teaching. So between belief and law, between belief and law, there were various kinds of understanding and practice. So the relationship, understanding of what is the understanding of the relationship between and law and people who believe in. There may be various sect and various practice in Buddhism. So he briefly said, between belief and law, between abrupt and gradual. After the sixth patriarch, as you know, there were two schools, two outstanding. Then was divided in two. One is gradual, and the other is sudden. The sixth patriarch and his disciples were called Southern School, and disciple of Jinshu, who failed to receive transmission, was called Graduate School. But this is not true, you know, too. In the Platform Sutra, as you know, In the Platform Sutra, the sixth page denounces the graduate school. But that was not true. Those statements is added long after the sixth Peter passed away. And there is no difference between gradual or sudden. They are all one whole school. But after the sixth Peter, 250 or 200 years of after, they some of the hasty minded then disciples denounced the disciples of Jinshu and compiled the Platform Sutra. So people at that time thought there are two schools in them, but there's no two schools. We should be gradual and sudden school. Why we are sudden school? No. Moment after moment, we have enlightenment. When you practice Zazen, there's enlightenment always. So we are sudden school. But if you do not continue it, that is not right practice. So as long as you continue it, that is gradual school. Sudden and gradual. That is our study. So there is no particular school which is called sudden school or gradual school. And this is the big mistake, but some people think there's in Zen there's gradual school and sudden school. Yet one attained enlightenment by training. There are many understanding of ways of understanding of Buddhism, and there is various practice in Zen, but one attains enlightenment by training. Training is necessary, and without training you cannot have attained. You cannot attain enlightenment. It is true that methods of study differ. Some are shallow or deep. Others sharp or dull. People say, he has shallow understanding of Buddhism or deep understanding of Buddhism. But even so, they have deep understanding of it. If they do not practice it, it means nothing. As a sharp or dull, sharp people or dull people, you may say, but in our practice, there's no sharp people or dull people. When you stop your mind, clever and who is dull, there's no difference. Because you have wrong understanding in our practice and remain in intellectual understanding. So that you think shallow, sharp one will attain enlightenment faster. Dull one will attain or dull one it will take for a long time. But that is not true either. There are many and many famous Zen masters who were very dark. Even in Japan, there are many, many of them. It is not a matter of clever or dark. And in Buddhism, good Jokon is Jokon Gekon. Jokon is people who is who may who will easily understand Buddhism, who will attain enlightenment quicker. Jokon. Gekon is not so, not means not Buddhism is not fit to those people. Those people are called Gekon. Jokon does not mean clever one. Clever one is maybe his cleverness will be because of his cleverness. It will take a longer time to attain enlightenment. So cleverness is one of the barriers. So clever people is not Jokon. Do you understand? So you may say dull, but dull does not mean here says dull, but this is not appropriate translation. Suitable people to Buddhism is Jokon. There, if we do not have met right teacher, we cannot study. That is one difficulty. Even though we met him, if we do not study because of some deficiency, that is another difficulty. And clever people. Clever is one of the three difficulties. And this is very true. Yet one gains peace by accumulated study. All this does not depend on the superiority or inferiority of road or on the lack of plenitude of that. It depends on its own practice. Even the Lord is rich. good. If you do not study, you will not get anything from him. That is what he meant. If riches can be gained without study, if peace can be gained without study, who can transmit the method by which a superior ruler knows how to control or ruin a nation? If we do not practice, it is impossible for us to realize, to bring Buddhism in reality, realization. If enlightenment can be gained without training, how can we perfect the teaching of Buddhism, teaching of the Buddha, who knows delusion and enlightenment? Understand that when you train within the delusive world, full enlightenment is already there. When you realize that boat and rafts are like yesterday's dream, you forever abandon the old view that bound you to the sutras. If you practice it, the Buddhism is there, and the enlightenment is there. So, what was written in the scriptures is like an old boat by which you came across. But people just believe in what was written in scripture and believe in the three periods of in Buddhism and ignore the practice and even practice it, you are expecting something after practice. Then those practice is the daydream or old boat by which you came across. You should forget all about old boat. Old boat means super. You forever abandon the old views that bound you to the sutras. When you realize that both and dhammas are like yesterday's dream, because you have enlightenment there, the Buddha did not force this. It comes from the effort of those who seek the way. Buddha did not force anything to us, even though he forced something on us. If we do not practice it, there's no Buddhism for us. Buddha did not force this. It comes from the effort of those who seek the way. Training invites enlightenment. Your own treasure do not come from the outside. Enlightenment comes into its own with strength. How can enlightened action leave my traces? If we look back on training with enlightenment, enlightened eyes, we see no dust. If we look back on training with enlightened eyes, we see no dust. Looking for traces is like trying to stop a fire, stop a white cloud 10,000 miles away. If you look back on training with enlightened eyes, we see no dust. Dust or stain means a dualistic idea. So if you look back on training with enlightened eyes, we see no dust. We have no dualistic idea. Because you have a dualistic idea, you cannot see the enlightenment on your practice. That is what he means. Look for traces. It's like trying to stop a white cloud 10,000 miles away. You cannot stop. You cannot stop the white cloud, which is 10,000 miles away. But looking for traces, you know, what is enlightenment? And this is enlightenment, or that is enlightenment. My enlightenment is like this, and my master's enlightenment like this. And this is the enlightenment. That is not the enlightenment. If you try to see the enlightenment in this way, the enlightenment is 10,000 miles away. When you just practice with sincerity, there is already enlightenment. So, if you have enlightened eyes, you will see the enlightenment on each moment. Even though you do not think your practice is good, enlightenment is there, and someday you will find out what you have been doing. But now, maybe, you are pretty tired or sleeping. You may be sleeping sometimes. And you think there is no enlightenment in that time. Because that is because you have no eyes. look upon you, on yourself. But even you cannot, you know, see it, there is enlightenment. Anyway, as long as you practice, you cannot. You know, you have no reason why you should stay. You should stop practice. Why you should give up. There's no reason. We are completely, you know, caught by that. Completely caught by it. You can stop it 1 or 2 days, or 1 year, or 2 years. Or you may think, I shall not practice Zazen anymore as long as I am alive. But still, you cannot get out of it. You are still in Zazen. You cannot escape from Zazen, and you have no reason. This is the, what is Zazen? You think you can, that's all. But actually, you cannot. If you step on the enlightenment, we cannot step on even a speck of dust. If you try to step on the enlightenment, you cannot step on it. You do not step even dust off. A speck of dust. When enlightenment is not something to step on it. So even though you try to do it, you cannot step on it. If you if you do heaven and earth fall apart here, if we return, we will transcend even the statue of the Buddha. If we return, return means to be beyond our consciousness, conscious world, or even a pure conscious world. We say we return. Return means to go home. You know. Our home is in pure consciousness or unconscious world. That is our home. And our everyday activity that we work in conscious world means to go out of it and to work on outside, you know. So to return means to go back to pure consciousness or direct experience. So if He said, if we return, we say, Taiho Jyoto. Jyoto means to have direct transmission. Taiho is to retreat, retrogression, Taiho. Not go on, but go back. So this expression is very negative from the viewpoint of bodily gaining idea. But this viewpoint, this word is a very positive word. Taiho Jyoto. If we return, we will transcend even the statue of Buddha. It means there is no Buddha in you. When you get beyond the conscious world, and when you are in pure conscious. And that is anyway, it may be pretty difficult to understand what he really means, but if you practice hard and seek for the truth, then you will find out what does he means.